40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where President Biden and South Korea's leader are expected to sign a new military agreement today. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
President Biden and his South Korean counterpart will announce what they're calling the Washington Declaration. It's a series of steps designed to strengthen military ties in the face of nuclear threats from North Korea. It will include the first deployment of a U.S. nuclear ballistic submarine to South Korea since the 1980s.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will give women something they've been fighting for decades, the right to vote at a meeting of bishops coming up in October. It's an unprecedented change, and it reflects the Pope's hopes of granting women more decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. The man behind the suicide bombing that killed 13 Americans at Kabul airport 2 years ago has been taken out by a U.S. rival, the Taliban. Correspondent David Martin spoke with the father of Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who died in that attack.
Does it feel like justice to you?
To me, it won't be justice ever.
Lawmakers in Montana vote today on censuring or expelling Representative Zoe Zephyr, the first openly trans lawmaker in the state. She's been silenced for speaking out against a bill that would deny trans children gender-affirming medical care.
When marginalized communities, communities who are impacted the most by legislation, rise up and speak to the harm, those folks in power, particularly on the far right, do not want to be held accountable.
A judge in Missouri will hear a petition today filed by Lambda Legal and the ACLU to block an emergency order that would cut off trans care there this Friday. Police in Mississippi are looking for an escaped jail inmate. CBS's Jim Krasula says he's wanted for murder.
61-year-old church pastor Anthony Watts was shot and killed on Interstate 55 in Jackson, Mississippi, when he stopped to help a man who had wrecked a motorcycle. He was shot several times by that man, who was believed to be 22-year-old jail escapee Dylan Arrington.
We are all in some sort of grief.
Carl Burton is associate pastor of St. Mary Missionary Baptist Church, where the slain man was pastor. The suspect is still on the run.
Hundreds of French nationals have begun arriving in Paris from Djibouti after war broke out in Sudan.
The hardest part was to keep the children in a good mood. As long as we didn't show them fear, it would not be reflected on them.
When the fighting started, we were in a swimming pool in a hotel. And that's the reason why we don't have anything with us.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man wanted for questioning in a Madison murder has apparently left the country. A woman was found dead outside a strip mall Monday. Police say the man took their 6-year-old daughter with him. The FBI has been called in to help. Republican lawmakers are trying again to put people in Wisconsin to work by tightening unemployment requirements and cutting benefits. The state assembly passed 8 such bills yesterday. Republican John Mocco.
We have to get folks back to work. And the answer can't simply be more free stuff.
The bills now go to the Senate. Governor Evers says he'd veto them. In sports, it's win or go home when the Bucks host Miami in playoff action tonight. Today, the Brewers try to stop a sweep by Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Song, but
my bad, or I thought we were saving it for Maggie.
No. Can you switch it up?
Yeah, I can switch it up.
Switch it up.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And that's a special gift to my wife of 43 years. Happy anniversary today. You know, I don't often talk about my wife on the air, but all of these years that I've been working to try to save the world, she's always been there behind the scenes, and whoever I am and whatever I've accomplished is because of having her behind me. And I don't mean behind me all the time, but certainly whenever I am engaged in things, she makes it possible for me to do that. She makes sure that the home is right, and that, you know, I have a place that I can come back to after, you know, battling, in a time and a society that forces you to sometimes move away from your family. And so my wife has always been there for me. And as long as she's there for me, I'll continue to be strong enough to keep the battle going. So happy anniversary again. And, you know, most people on their anniversaries are not at work. But, you know, that's kind of where we are and what I do. So thank you, dear. I love you. And I'll see you soon. Anyway. You never knew I had it in me. You guys probably thought, Calvin, is that Earl? Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to talk about, man, the Wisconsin legislature. Now, Calvin, listen to this, man. So the legislature is changing the rules and the laws for people who are unemployment. They want to make it more difficult for them to receive the unemployment. And they have the nerve to fix their mouths to say that people shouldn't be laying around on unemployment. They should get back to work. So they're crafting all these bills to punish people who are unemployed through no fault of their own, to force them to go back to work on a job that pays them even less money. And this is the same group of people who were off for a whole year last year, man. Help me figure that out, Calvin. They didn't work for a year. They got paid taxpayers' dollars.
And then they voted to give themselves a raise.
Yes. Man, what is going on, man? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Calvin, man, how do people even face others knowing that they've attempted to do these kinds of things? I don't think they think that we remember that they took a whole year off, didn't do anything, took taxpayers' money. And I bet not one of those cowards will call because they think that we've forgotten. And then to turn around and ask for a raise. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Is that outlandish or what? Come on, man. Well, we want to make sure that people don't get lazy, and that, you know, because we're concerned that people should not be sitting around and doing nothing. They need to be working. And you would think, man, that one of their colleagues, Republican colleagues, would say, hey, John, man, don't say that, because did you forget
We got a whole year's worth of pay last year for doing nothing. It is just unconscionable what people will do. And the fact that we, again, the taxpayers accept it. You know, Tom from L.A. always says, we the people out of government. And yeah, we are. And so while these people are trying to pull off this sham, well, they'll say, well, you know, well, the people voted in the referendums that they wanted this to happen. That's because the people didn't even understand what was on a referendum. Man, I read it 5 or 6 different times when I was getting ready to vote to see if I really understood what it meant. You know, and I thought I voted the right way. Maybe I didn't. But it doesn't mean that the people are in total agreement that if somebody who's laid off, let's say, and making $25 an hour on their job, and they get laid off, and they get the top unemployment benefit or rate, whatever that is now, that they should somehow go take a job paying $15 an hour? Otherwise, they don't get the unemployment benefits? What is that? That's ridiculous. But that's what they're talking about. Well, I think the people should go back to work. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wish I could have an opportunity to talk with some of these clowns on the state level. You know, but they're cowards. I reach out to them. They won't come on the air because they're going to all stick together because they know what they're talking about is wrong. Why punish people, man, at the lowest ebb? You didn't want people doing that to you. And then you turn around with your hand out. And what the legislators in Wisconsin make is $52,999 a year. They do receive per diem. If you live in Milwaukee or any other parts of the state and you have to drive to the Capitol, you get a per diem. Where you can stay in a hotel, you get paid for your transportation costs, so it's much more. But I looked up what the other legislators are getting across the country, and that $52,990-some-odd is commensurate with what they're getting in other places, and sometimes much higher. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 50. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Upper 50s Friday and Saturday with scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, Republicans attempting to interfere with the unemployment benefits of people who've earned it. Unemployment is not a handout. If you have not worked, you don't receive unemployment. It's like Social Security. If you haven't worked, you don't receive Social Security. These are earned benefits. Why are Republicans attempting to even mess with that? Another measure would tie the number of weeks someone can receive unemployment benefits to the statewide unemployment rate. Excuse me. With current rates under 3%, recipients would be limited to 14 weeks of benefits. Let me tell you. Back when I used to work at a company for 34 years. Benefits were good. Unemployment benefits were good 6 months. Might even been for a year. Something tells me it was a year that you could receive unemployment. Not a down to four. They wanted limited to 14 weeks. You know, 3.5 months. The existing standard of 26 weeks of benefits would only apply if the rates rise above 9%, which hasn't happened since 2008. Other proposals in the package would enact stricter identity verification checks for unemployment benefits, prohibit local governments from using taxpayer money to create guaranteed income programs, and require the Department of Health Services to review every 6 months the eligibility of people participating in Medicaid programs reserved for low-income families. Let me also say to you that when somebody's laid off from a job that offers them benefits and we're going to force them to take a temporary job that doesn't give them any benefits, how is this right? How is this right? Well, you know, this is what Republicans are doing all over the country. I don't care if it is what they're doing all over the country. It doesn't make it right. You know, man, 14 weeks during a recession, I can tell you that 14 weeks is nothing
we're going to be heading into a recession. Recessions can last up to a couple years. And so the best people can get is 14 weeks of unemployment. They've worked longer than that. They've earned more than 14 weeks of unemployment benefits. 844-967-2789. Why always pick on the people, the American people who are trying? Anybody who's working and gets laid off is trying. Why are we looking to punish the people who are trying? Well, you know, it's a tax deadline. If you haven't filed by the 15th, we're going to start penalizing you and start, adding interest on your unpaid taxes. People trying. We got this whole thing confused. And it's confused by the power tricksters. It's confused, unfortunately, or fortunately, by those people who call themselves Republican. I have not heard any Democrats proposing any of this. You know, people call and ask, well, why are you always beating up Republicans? Because of this. You deserve a beating for this. Especially those of you who have, again, are in the legislature and sat on your fat backsides last year and did nothing and got paid. And I didn't hear any Republicans arguing against that. And maybe those of you who are still Republicans and you support your legislator, you know, why would you not say, and now they reach their grubby hands out for a raise? Come on, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. Walking around with your head held high and a tie on. All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
He's the greatest answer.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden meets with South Korea's leader at the White House today. CBS's Cammy McCormick says they're expected to sign a new military agreement.
This new deal will include plans for the first U.S. nuclear-armed submarines, making dock visits to South Korea in more than 40 years. This is aimed at deterring North Korea from carrying out an attack.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has agreed to an unprecedented change. He will give women the right to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops in October. CBS News has learned that Taliban's done the U.S. an inadvertent favor and killed the ISIS leader who masterminded the suicide bombing at Kabul airport 2 years ago. It killed 13 American service members. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The killing of this ISIS leader is emblematic of the ongoing struggle in the country that remains in extremely dire circumstances.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The Republicans legislature want to cut back the amount of weeks that people can receive unemployment. 14 weeks total inside of a year. These are the same people who sat on their duffs for an entire year last year. Republicans. Yeah, Democrats did too, but it was Republicans who refused to meet. The Democrats couldn't call into session anything. It was Robin Voss who clearly said that they're not going to meet. So they sat on their duffs for an entire year, receiving taxpayer dollars. Now they asked for an increase, a raise. At the same time, they're looking to cut unemployment benefits for the average citizen. Major conservative business lobbyists, these are the people who are behind this. And that's why Tom always says, we the people out of government. Major conservative business lobbyists, including the National Federation of Independent Business and Opportunity Solutions Project, have endorsed many of the bills, while local unions and the state League of Women Voters oppose them. Oh, that's kind of strange. The we the people
don't support it, but the major corporations do. Major conservative business lobbyists are what's behind this. And instead of the Republican legislators saying, hey, we can't sell this, man, we sat on our duffs last year for a whole year. And we're asking for a raise, and now you want us to peddle this? That's what they should be saying. But they don't have the courage to do it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. How are you, man? You say what?
Hey, Earl. We the people ultimately are the government. And I hope that we all wake up and actually start figuring out ways to actually push these politicians. I don't know why the local media isn't asking that exact question. You guys didn't do anything for a whole year. And you're saying this, does that not show a sign of hypocrisy?
Yes.
Of some sort. But apparently we have a media, of course, that's already bought off too by the advertisements that these politicians
get. Well, I'm not bought off, Tom.
No, you're not part of that. I'm talking about 13 out of Eau Claire.
Right.
I'm talking about 18 out of Eau Claire. And I can only speak to that part of the stakes. That's where I was originally from. But the thing is, I don't know where it is. Why it is that we don't have just regular people even going up to these clowns and asking them, say, hey, look, you were off for a whole year. You basically lived off the government. You live off the government. You live off we the people. And I'd like to know why it is that you think that you don't have to work, but other people do. I also want to make something clear to the gentleman that called yesterday, I think from Green Bay. Sir, just so you know, there is something called an app. It's called the Civic Media app. So you can actually listen to Earl's show and any of the Civic Media shows actually on the app. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us and download the app, as well as the fine radio stations that you have throughout Wisconsin. So I can actually hear it from Wisconsin. And I'm actually from Wisconsin. I have family there that I really care about. And I also know that what happens in Wisconsin actually does happen throughout the rest of the country, because the people of Wisconsin are good people. And Scott Walker and the divide and conquer strategy that they had, they knew that if they could do that in Wisconsin, that they could do it anywhere. So that's one of the reasons. That's the reasons why I am so engaged in Wisconsin politics the way that I am, and also I love Earl's show. I just wanted to get that clear out there, so he knew why it is that I call in each day and thought that was weird yesterday.
Hey, Tom, man.
So I'm telling him why.
Thank you very much for the
call. Happy anniversary to Earl.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife.
I really appreciate it, man. Let's go to Marty from Milwaukee. Good morning, Marty. How you doing, my friend? Marty, I can't hear you. Marty.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What are your thoughts, man?
Good morning, Earl. Hey, Earl, I just have to say this. Please let me say this. I'm getting pretty tired of everybody bad-mouthing Robin Voss. This is one of the most respected legislators in the country. Just because he took the entire baseball season off last year, I don't think we should hold that against them. Then they took the entire NFL season off, but you have to remember they came back for the playoffs. So you know they were only off for about 10 or 11 months. I'm sure you did that at A.O. Smith, but he is loved in Florida, Earl. They are building a 400-mile train from Orlando to Miami, and that money came from Robin Voss. And they love him in Michigan. They love him in Illinois because they're getting all this lottery money from us, and that could not happen without Robin Voss.
You know,
they love him there.
They turned down
and
the
one
train
more thing,
money.
One more thing, Earl. Pardon me?
Yeah, I know what you think. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one more thing. They love him in Illinois because now our medical students, the smartest people in Wisconsin, are now finishing their medical studies in Illinois because of Robin Voss. So now I imagine a number of those medical students will be poached by Illinois if they were smart. Those people will be working in Illinois after being trained in Wisconsin.
So he,
and that's all because of Robin Voss. He is one of the most effective legislators around.
You know, he turned down the train money, he and Scott Walker. It wound up going, as you stated, to Florida and other places. You know, turned down the dollars, the federal dollars for Badger Care. And,
yes.
And on and on and on. And yet, and now the legislators have their hand out looking, well, we deserve a raise. At the same time, they're cutting these benefits that people have earned. Marty, hang on. Hang on, Marty. I want you to hang on. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Dave, you say what? Good morning.
Good morning, Earl. I'm going in the fire pit. but bottom line is this. I agree with you that the benefits should not be reduced to, what was it, 14 weeks?
Yeah.
Because I do think we are going into a recession. We technically are in a recession already, but I don't know why the media is not calling it as such, because we've had negative growth now the last two quarters. But that being the case, the one thing is this. There are still a lot of companies, though, that are looking for able-bodied people. And I do think there has to be a happy medium between the unemployment and getting people to actually work. Now, like when I was going to say to you was, you know, there's a lot of smaller communities, even, you know, throughout the state, they're looking for people to work. And so we have to realize that even though that, yes, they are earned benefits, at the end of the day, we got to get people to work.
We couldn't get the legislature
to work.
We couldn't get the people who make the laws to work, Dave.
What do you mean?
The legislature sat on their duffs all last year, man.
I agree. Oh, and I agree with you. I don't disagree with that aspect of it. But what I am saying, though, the principle behind the reason why I say this is because here we've tried. We've got many scenarios. So the caller, I don't know if the current caller was mentioned about Illinois. Illinois has got a huge problem right now. And Illinois has, you know, they're exiting in mass.
All right, let's talk about Wisconsin, David. Let's talk about what's happening in the Republican led legislature right now that's looking to enact these laws.
And look, we have a tremendous surplus. Remember when we were doing tax cuts, oh, my God, we're going to have a disaster budget? We have a surplus budget. That's number one.
Well, I got that.
Number two, we have people that are looking for able-bodied people to work. And if they're on unemployment, they're not gonna take it.
Hey,
because,
David,
you know,
that
it's
was their right
to collect a check.
David, that was their right.
I understand, but that one of the reasons why we still have supply chain issues is that we still have a lot of empty positions. We have a record amount of opening jobs within.
Okay,
the
Dave,
state
hang
the
on
United
one
state.
Second. Marty, you want to respond to Dave?
Sure, I appreciate it. It's a valid point that we have a mismatch in workers to where the work is. That's because of policies put in the past 20 and 30 years where the jobs all left to the suburbs where they were able to build on cheap green fields, and the poverty of the region has been forced to go into Milwaukee. Everybody knows that there's a red line around Milwaukee. These are gated communities where Dave lives out in Mequon. They don't allow basketball down the street. It's a system that has been set up on purpose over 30 years. Now we have a mess in Milwaukee because it's unsustainable, and they have lost the revenue base, and it's still being used for downtown. But the neighborhoods are the next one on the chopping block. The neighborhoods are just hanging on by the skin of their teeth, and now it's going to get worse. So imagine that.
Dave?
Okay. So, Marty, to be clear, I work in Milwaukee. I live in Mequon, but I do work in the city of Milwaukee, and I watch how the city fathers decided, oh, you know what, Straussville, we can't have that in the central city.
And that was one situation,
most impoverished
there that I didn't agree with. One
situation.
How
about Northridge? Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing with Northridge right now, Earl. You had a new buyer.
The city
been sitting for 20 years. It's been sitting for 20 years. And the new buyer wants to make it into an industrial warehouse of some
Dave,
sort.
I know that's what he said, but do you know what the flip side of it is? And the mayor made it clear.
What's the flip side?
We don't want to have a storage facility. We've got plenty of storage facilities throughout the city of Milwaukee. They didn't want a huge storage facility on that site. The city believed
it's
that
been
in time.
For 20 years, Earl.
Hey, Dave, it's been sitting for 20 years. The city didn't own it, Dave. There were private
and
owners
what
of
I'm
it.
Saying, and what the city doesn't have the funds to clean it up. They don't have the ability of doing anything with
it. Hey, Dave, if they were going to own it.
Let the new people take it over and let them do something with it.
Hey, Dave,
create some jobs over there.
I'm in agreement with the mayor that the city is saying.
That's wrong.
Hey, Dave, let me finish my point. I'm in agreement with the mayor.
Okay.
I'm a taxpayer in the city. I think I've got, some say-so. So instead of that being turned into, again, a place where people just have storage, the mayor's belief and plan is that we can do more with the site. And the people who live in that area want more done with the site than some business to come in and just create a huge place where people can store things. And yes, it's not going to happen overnight, Dave, but I understand.
Wow.
And the city.
It's been 20 years, my friend.
The city didn't own the site, Dave. So it's been 20 years because some business.
The city. Okay.
Hold the thought, Dave. Dave, I got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 50. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Low is around 32. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Upper 50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So listen, so we're really talking about the fact that the state legislature, especially the Republican portion of it, wants to cut the unemployment benefits to 14 weeks for people who've earned those unemployment benefits. They're not a handout. We need to stop treating them as if they're handouts. And so I don't care how many jobs are open and available. If they're not paying equal to, you got to understand, that some of these people who will be laid off by major corporations will make more money on unemployment than they will working. And so to force somebody to take a pay cut with zero benefits, it's absolutely unacceptable. And I don't care how, I don't care how many other jobs are open. If I'm making $30 an hour and I get laid off, what I'm going to receive in unemployment is commensurate with my $30 wage. And because there are other jobs that are open to pay $17, to force me to do that is unacceptable. Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, quickly. Dave, hang on.
Here's the issue with all of that. There's a certain part of our culture who doesn't need to find a job that says, well, that I need to. It's good enough for me. Case in point, one of the right-wing talk show hosts about 2 years ago was talking about they can't get lifeguards at Bradford Beach. And my gosh, they're paying them $17 an hour.
I know.
Wait a minute, Mr. Wagner. You're asking that young man or young lady to give up their life for $17 an hour? That's an insult to their intelligence. That's an insult. You don't dare charge them that little. Now, don't complain if no lifeguards show up. It's a product of the environment you promote.
Would you
agree, Earl?
Absolutely, Bill. That's what this is all about. They don't want to pay a livable wage. And many of these companies that can't get employees is because they're not offering a wage commensurate with what they want them to do. You know, it's got to be, Bill, it has to be, whatever the free market will bear. You can't, on the one side, talk about the free market and capitalism and then say that that's not the case for an individual. The individual certainly should be able to go wherever the free market will bear. Hang on, Bill. Dave?
Bill, really quickly. So what I would propose is this. There are jobs that are paying more than $30 an hour. It's all in the trades. The trades are dying.
Hey, Dave, we got
for able-bodied people. Okay? No, we don't have that.
Yes, we do.
Because you haven't brought it up.
What are you talking about? Hey, Dave.
Because people in trades, when they
get laid off, they are at the top of the food chain. And so you're going to force somebody.
They're not getting laid off.
Dave.
They've got a shortage.
Hey, Dave.
That's what I'm telling you.
Hey, Dave.
They have when a the shortage. Recession,
Dave, when the recessions come, like in 2008, the trades people were laid off. I know plenty of them who were. Because they weren't building anything. It had all stopped. And so those people were laid off during that recession in 2008. So what you're saying is inaccurate. They're going to be laid off when the recession hits this time around.
First of all, Earl, if you look at I-94, you just saw that Microsoft is going to build a billion-dollar building down there.
They're not going to build it during recession. They're not going to build it during recession.
First of all, we are not officially in a recession.
Hey, Dave, it's coming. Hey, Dave, I said it's coming.
Well, until it comes, people need to work. That's what they need to do.
Don't listen,
Dave. And then we'll worry about when they get laid off, and then we can blame who is for the all the laying off.
Hey,
and that is due to inflation.
I know for you again. Easy for you to tell somebody, and as I said, you brought up the tradesperson, that trades guy, that electrician, that is at the highest of the unemployment pay scale.
And they let me finish my point, man. They are in short supply and right now, Earl.
They are in short supply.
Thank you very much for the call, man.
Thank you very much for the call. The point I'm making is when that guy, whether in short supply or not, when the recession hits, the building trades are off. They're on the sideline. They're going to be laid off because you're not going to be building those things and during recession. And so those people who will receive the highest unemployment benefits are going to be forced with this kind of legislation to take jobs that pay less than half of what they're making hourly. What sense does that make? Because they're going to get called back to the jobs that they got laid off from. And so because you say the people should work, I'm in agreement with them. Don't tell me that I should work for $16, $17 an hour when I've been making $40 an hour. Who are you and who is the legislature to tell me that? I've earned my unemployment benefit, and you shouldn't be forcing me to do anything else. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Bill from Waukesha, hang on. Bill from Oconomowoc, hang on. We'll be right back.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.